The captain of the USS Juno saw a potential problem. He had several members of the same family serving on his ship. He decided to do something about the situation. What resulted is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. Collectibles, books, educational materials, and more. Dedicated to farmers and farm life, all at shopfarmjournal.com. Visit shopfarmjournal.com for great gift ideas like books from American Countryside's Andrew McRae, Machinery Pete, and more. Beautiful farm scene artistic prints. Subscribe to popular farm magazines, Corn College TV DVD sets, the popular I Farm Like a Girl t-shirts. Find all this and more at below retail prices at shopfarmjournal.com. This month's special, a stunning collection of colorful dairy cow illustrations in the 2016 Dairy Today calendar. Only $14.95, a wonderful addition to any home for only $14.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com. Plus tax and shipping where applicable.
Just after the attack on Pearl Harbor, the five Sullivan brothers from Waterloo, Iowa, joined the Navy on the condition they all served together on board one ship. As Robert Niemeyer, historian at the Grout Museum in Waterloo, Iowa, explains, it wasn't unheard of to do so.
There were six guys from Western Iowa on the same ship, the USS Nevada, which was actually a Pearl Harbor, which was not damaged. So there was a precedent for multiple members of the family serving on the same ship.
The Sullivans were all sent to serve aboard the Juno. But with the U.S. now in World War II, some began to rethink the wisdom of multiple family members on board the same ship.
Captain Swenson did not like the idea of having five Sullivans or four Richardson brothers from Connecticut. And so he talks to the two families. The Richardsons divide up.
Some say the Sullivans, having seen serious combat on the Juno, did plan to split up when they came to port. In November of 1942, the Juno was damaged at the Battle of Guadalcanal and slowly headed in for repairs with a convoy of four other ships.
A Japanese submarine with two torpedoes left catches up with the group, fires for the larger ship, I think the San Francisco, misses, hits the Juno. Everybody argues that there were in fact two torpedoes, both of them missed the first ship, both of them hit the Juno.
Of 700 men on board, 100 survived the initial blast, but the convoy was under orders to not break ranks or stop.
In the end, of those 700 people, 10 survived. It took the Navy 6 days to get a recovery effort out there. By the time they got out there, 10 men were left.
The loss of the Sullivan brothers became national news. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Waterloo, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.